T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Cook and Joe. This is the time of year we would be doing our show at Sun Chevy in McMurray. They do such a great job down there, charity work, breast cancer research funding. And this is the time of year they have their annual fundraising event. And we do our show from there. Unfortunately, because of COVID, everything has to be done virtually now, including our virtual remote. But I'd like to bring in a good friend of the show, Marty Kumba. He and his dad own a Sun Chevy. And Marty, we wish we were there with you guys today, because we always have a blast when we're down there. How are you guys today?
Yeah, we do have a great time. It's very unfortunate we couldn't do it this year, but we're doing all right. I mean, we're doing the best we can, making it virtual, right? I mean, everything is now a virtual, almost like a virtual world now, aren't we?
Yeah, it is. And tell me about what you got going. You got an online auction going. What are some of the prizes? What do you hope to accomplish with this?
Well, what we have is our raffle baskets, again, like we do every year. Plus, we have silent auction items. We have some great artwork for some local artists. We have sports memorabilia. We have gift baskets from some of our vendors. So detail supplies, even gift cards to local restaurants. Great opportunities there. The tickets are only $5, and you get 10 tickets. You can call in. You can email. Our receptionist keeps a running list of all the bidders, and we can either put the raffle tickets in for you, or you can come by. We do have everything socially distanced, cleaned. We do ask that you wear a mask if you plan on coming in to make your bids, but otherwise the gift baskets are amazing. And like I said, the artwork and the sports memorabilia that we have is very, very collectible. So if you're looking for something like that, we have a great opportunity for you to add to your collection.
All right, Marty, how do people get involved? You say it's virtual. What do they need to do?
Well, you can either send an email, send a message through our Facebook page. We've been posting some of the items on our Facebook page, so that way people can just send in saying, hey, I'd like to put a bid on this thing, and we can do it that way. And, of course, our receptionist will give you a bidder number, and from there we can keep you informed of the upcoming bids if you want to do that, or you may feel free to stop by. Like I said, we do have our facility sanitized on a regular basis, and people are wearing masks, and we have social distancing available with tables and spacing within our showroom. So get involved early. We only have a couple more days because we're coming to the end of the month.
Marty, we appreciate it. The work you guys do for the breast cancer is just amazing. Tell your dad hello. Tell Rocky Coringa hello, and we'll look forward to coming down and seeing you at your next event in the spring, okay?
Yeah, that's the hope. We want to see you guys back in here so we can have a great time together and raise money for a good cause.
All right, Marty. Thank you, man. Have a good day.
Stay
well. Joe, I know we're going to get back into the World Series here. One quick note. Jimmy Shapiro from Bet Online came out with the World Series odds for 2021. Guess who brings up the tail end of that at 300-1 odds to win the World Series?
I'm thinking it's Shelty's team. Yes,
300-1. The next highest odds, lowest odds, however you want to say it, the Mariners are 200-1. The Pirates bring up the end at 300-1. Isn't that amazing?
It really is, and it sort of brings up a side topic. And we're going to get to Mike and Randall in a moment here, and that is just how far away it feels the Pirates are, Ron. And also when you look at the Dodgers and you realize that not only do they have incredible resources and all the money in the world, and they're able to bring in Mookie Betts, but 10 of their 28 guys on that winning team were draft picks, including the MVP, Corey Seager. I believe, went 18th overall in 2012, which was the year the Pirates wasted their first pick on Mark Appel And the fact that they have actually, even though they draft lower than the Pirates virtually every year, way lower, that they've outdrafted the Pirates is absolutely galling. Bellinger, another draft pick. They got him in the fourth round. Dustin May, a guy who's thrown 100, over 100. They got him. They have a bunch of really good young players that are homegrown as well. You know, Walker Buehler, a guy the Pirates drafted a few years before that, much lower, and he didn't want to come out yet. And then the Dodgers draft him. It's just it's got to be disheartening, to say the least, for Pirates fans when they watch that.
Sure is, Joe. It sure is. And you know, none of us are surprised that their odds are, you know, they're the longest shot to win the World Series next year. I have a funny feeling, not a funny feeling, a sad feeling, next year is going to be another long one around here.
Mike, you're on 93.7 The Fan. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, boy, what 25-minute wait. Anyhow, I agree with your comment about Snell. But you're forgetting something.
What? Mike?
The famous one in Pittsburgh. The famous one in Pittsburgh in 1992 when Leland pulled Doug Drabeck after 80 pitches and 8 shutout innings in the Braves, and Stan Belinda blew it.
Ron, what do you make of
that? Well, I don't remember. I think it was a 2-1 game when he pulled Belinda out. I think they lost that game 3-2, so Drabeck gave up a run. I don't remember that being a big issue because I don't know what Drabeck's pitch count was at that point. And sometimes pitch counts can be very deceiving. It's sometimes how strenuous the innings are. And, he didn't really have a closer, but Belinda was the best one he had. They still thought Randy Marsh screwed him with a couple calls on Belinda at home plate. They thought they should have won that game anyhow. If Chico Lean doesn't botch a ball, if Cecil Espy makes a play better in right field against the wall on the foul line, you know, maybe no one's even talking about that. I'll look back and find out how many pitches Drabeck pitched. But thanks for your call. And, boy, we sincerely apologize for your wait there, sir.
Sometimes, Ron, good things come to those who wait. And sometimes we can't help it, can we?
Yeah, right.
But, yes, we apologize. Randall, you're up. What's up?
Hey, Joe, how you doing? This is your friend Randall from Atlanta.
Good to hear from you, man. What's up?
Excuse me. Doing well, man. I happen to be a Dodgers fan as well, and I give you a couple of coaches' decisions from Dave Roberts' perspective that cost us previously. Back when we were playing against Houston in that World Series, Rich Hill was doing the same thing that Snell was doing. He was doing well. He was going into the seventh inning, and Robert actually said he came out to talk to him, but Rich Hill, with his back turned, didn't see Robert approaching, but so when he turned around, he just handed him the ball and walked off, and we subsequently lost that game. I think that cost us that World Series. And then that same World Series, Ryu was perfect at Dodger Stadium, but instead of starting him at Dodger Stadium, he chose to start him on the road, and that cost us a game. And
yeah,
then,
Roberts mentioned all this. He said that he was asked about this, and he said while he was very happy that Snell was removed from the game, he also said, I've been there. I've been there with these decisions.
There.
So without going into great detail on more of what they were, what's your point?
Okay. My point is sometimes the coaches do they're so intent on a script that they actually overthink things sometimes. And sometimes, last night I was so glad they took Snell out because it looked like Betts and Seager and Turner couldn't do anything with the dude. So I was too happy that they took him out for no reason at all. Yet Glass now pitches 100 pitches.
I know. That's the incredible thing is this guy left in Glass now for 100 pitches twice in the series. Thank you.
Exactly.
Randall, it's good to hear your voice, man. And I agree. Sometimes coaches just overthink things or maybe underthink. Maybe that's the case last night. Like, he didn't think at all. He just went by the script before the game. I'm not letting him go through that lineup a third time. I mean, would he have taken him out for a no-hitter? I almost wonder if he had walked a guy, would he have taken this dude out of a no-hitter? I mean, it was a two-hitter. And he struck out everybody in the lineup, it felt like. It was crazy.
The hit that he gave up was just a weak little hit, too. Yeah. it's certainly fair to wonder if he would have. But again, these guys are so married to how they do stuff all during the season that they sometimes just get blinded by what is the right thing to do at the right time. And unfortunately, it cost him in a big way last night.
Ron, we have so many treats, I hardly know what to do with them all. We have Jay Paterno in the 12 hour. We have Ed Bouchette at 1. And we never got around to our great 8 at the beginning because I was so livid about the pitching change last night. So let's do that at the top of the hour because there's tons of things to talk about. The Ravens have a new receiver. They also have the least amount of production from receivers in the whole league. And is there a Steeler, a member of the Steelers secondary, who's unhappy right now? Something on social media had people wondering about that. I'll tell you who it is and what happened at the top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.